Be prepared. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. Never count on anything except surprise and unpredictability and danger. Ring doorbells with your knuckles or elbows to avoid leaving fingerprints. Sit in diners or bars with your back to the wall so you cannot be surprised from behind. Keep all exits in view. Walk up the edge of stairs to minimize the chances of loud creaks. Stairs squeak at their centers where they're weakest. Go to bed fully clothed so you are always ready for action. Never look through peepholes in doors. Someone could be on the other side, waiting to see the glass darken and shoot you in the eye. We're making an omelet here. We're going to have to break some eggs. Optimism is good. Blind faith is not. Always lift the door handle upward. If a door squeaks, it's because it's dropped on its hinges. Upward pressure helps. Climb through a hole feet first. If there's an axe or a bullet waiting, better to take it in the legs than in the head. If someone's likely to shoot at you, plant yourself in the middle of a restaurant full of innocent people. Most guys who don't check new equipment are still alive, but by no means all of them. Never trust a weapon you haven't personally test-fired. After you use a car to commit a crime, get it cleaned thoroughly, inside and out, twice. Then make sure you leave no DNA. Always have a penny in your pocket. You never know when you're going to need it to unscrew a pair of license plates. If you are climbing up toward a trap door into an uncertain situation, catapult yourself up the last 18 feet as fast as you can. The less I relax, the luckier I get. Things you'll never hear Reacher say. Sorry, I've forgotten my watch. Breaking and entering. First thing to do before attacking a lock is to check that it's not already open. Nothing will make you feel stupider than picking a lock that's not locked. The bigger and more ornate the lock, the easier it is to pick. Get a problem? Solve a problem. Iron bars protecting a window can be forced open with a tire iron. Force it into the siding next to one of the screws. Make a shallow dent in the metal, shove the iron in sideways and under the bars, and haul on it until it gives. For a door with a glass panel, use the sole of your shoe to break a hole in the glass, then reach through to the handle. To kick a door down, take a run toward the door, making sure to stay upright, and with your dominant leg, kick the area below the doorknob hard, using your sole or your heel. Note, all these techniques are most successful when there's no one home. Choose your weapons. A magazine he knew to be full, and a gun he knew to be working. A sensible step for a man who planned to live through the next 5 minutes. Next to a shotgun, a pool cue is the best weapon in a fight. A handgun at 200 feet is the same thing as crossing your fingers and making a wish. No point in having a weapon at all unless it's ready for instant use. Don't trust a .38 caliber revolver. You can't rely on them to put a guy down. A chisel plunged into the back of your head is going to seriously ruin your day. How to use a cigarette as an effective weapon. Take quick, deep pulls to heat the coal on the end of the cigarette up to a couple thousand degrees. When it has lengthened to a point like an arrow, apply quickly to a vulnerable part of the body, such as an eye. Rolls of quarters in your fists. Good old-fashioned technology.
Choose the weapon you know for sure is in working order. The longer a barrel, the straighter it shoots. A cup of hot coffee is also a weapon in the right hands. 12-gauge lead shots settle most disputes at the first time of asking. The best way to get hold of a random, untraceable gun is to steal it from someone who already stole it. That way there are no official comebacks. Keep a gun with a single shell locked in the chamber and all the other bullets loose. More jams are caused by tired magazine springs than any other single reason.